Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
Cap.
Sal.
Rel. This is an amazing week. We have an amazing person here. Chris Goedeck.
I like that. Amazing person.
Thank you for having me.
Fifth time?
No, this is my third. Yeah.
Third.
Official. Third, yeah. Official. Oh, yeah. You're right.
This is one of the more memorable days that I think I could have come on in terms of episodes.
You chose the perfect time to come on.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit back and listen to you guys. You guys are the experts.
You have to engage.
I absolutely will.
So much. So much has been going on this week.
It's crazy.
Where does one start?
I don't know. Maybe 2018, June 29th, on a Friday morning.
Tell me how you feel.
I'm excited LeBron's going to the Lakers.
Wait, what? Wait, whoa. Let's re-record this.
Nah.
It's been hitting that. Not what we discussed.
We just threw you an alley. June 29th, 2018?
Friday, June
29th? Bro, not yesterday, July 1st.
I don't get it.
Bro, I mean 2018, sorry. June 29th, 2018. Drake dropped.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Damn.
What?
Cool. No, we go Drake. I don't think it's his best album.
Okay.
I think it's a great album, and I think that the quality of music is unparalleled. Like, anybody else who creates this album, we he's like the LeBron effect, right? He's so great that, like, people lose track. We can open a door if you want.
No, I'm cool. I'm just going to take a couple buttons down.
No? All right. it's the LeBron effect. Like, he's just creating so much good content that we, like, when it's not, like, his crescendo, we kind of sit back and we critique it. But that, I think that's the best form of flattery. Mm. Like, when you're at that level that, like, even the hits are critiqued. It's like Apple. You know, like they make an amazing product that any other company makes, and like you're just like, you know, you're in awe of it. But it's Apple, so there's always got to be a flaw. So I think it's a great album, but it's not his best. But you know, Drake's another artist where it takes like a few listens for me to really like immerse myself in it, and I haven't fully given it the time it deserves. But just from the first kind of weekend, it was a beautiful piece of work. It just wasn't my favorite.
Mm.
I know.
What are your thoughts?
God, Chris.
I mean, it's open forum. I just got to be honest.
No, I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. I didn't think that would be.
I need that honesty.
Yeah.
No, I can see Chris in a few months playing it. Like, oh, this is the best.
No,
I can see it.
I've done that with Yeezy, and I did it with Travis Scott, Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Says a lot.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed.
No, I don't know. I heard it. It came out at like 11:50 on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I was up. I listened to it until 1 o'clock, like 1:10. And at first, I didn't like it. At first, I was like, this feels weird. It felt weird. Even the first 10 songs were like, but I think it was like Nonstop, Elevate, Mob Ties. And what's that? The one after Can't Take a Joke. Like, those four songs stuck out me the most. I didn't even really pay attention to the R&B part until Sunday. Like, that's how, like, I didn't even care for it that much. Until until Sunday, yesterday night, I listened to the R&B side, and I was like, it's actually pretty good. Like, it reminded me when he first came out doing all those R&B songs. Mm-hmm. And then I'm hearing theories, too, like Georgia, like one might be about Georgia, and some other girls that they were talking about. But I like it. Mm-hmm. I think it's better than Views. I don't know if it's better than More Life yet. Because I think the way More Life came out was different, too. Like, we heard it on OVO Radio, and it was one song after the other. This was just given to you, like, you know, on a Friday night, and you didn't really know what, on a Friday morning. But I like it. I like it a lot. Even songs I didn't even like the first time, like that Kiki song, That's How I'm Feeling or something.
In My Feelings.
Is that the
one? That hit me first time around.
Yeah? But I like it.
Okay.
What are you, how about you guys?
You want to go first?
I heard it the Friday morning. I listened to it on the way to work. Loved the majority of the rap, other than I'm upset. That shit is just trash. I'm sorry. I was playing it for my girlfriend. I skipped that when that came out. We don't ever need to. That one never had to make the album. But I like the majority of the rap. Sandra's Rose, Emotionless. Love the outro. The majority of it, 8 out of 10. I'm about to name all the rap. The R&B didn't really hit me, just standing on a train, hitting the work, until like the middle of it, maybe until Blue Tint.
Future, right?
Yeah, and then after that, like, after Dark is fire, Ty Dolla $ign was fire. Oh, the Michael Jackson song didn't really hit me. The first time it didn't really.
I loved it.
It's growing on me. Love March 14th. But after three listens at work and a couple more over the weekend, the R&B side's growing on me. Summer Games I like now.
Yeah.
If I had to critique it, I like the majority of the album.
Is it his best work?
No. That's still probably Take Care. And
so
three above it.
We were having this discussion at work. Has he reached his plat? Is he peaked?
I wouldn't say that because I could pick songs that would be like, he's still making songs that would end up in like his pantheon of songs, like his great, if you're making a greatest when he's done. I think he's added at least a song from these 25, so I would say, if not more.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Uh-oh. The Drake lover on this podcast.
Picture this. No, I'm joking. But nah. So, I saw it come out at 11:50. You know, I said, I'm going to download it for tomorrow. Nice commute. I don't want no skips, no breaks in what I'm listening to.
Wow. It's discipline.
Initially, the R&B side hit me harder than the rap side. And I'll explain why. Because I feel like the album started off, it felt forced. Like, Nonstop was probably one of the most forced songs I ever heard in my life from Drake.
Yeah?
This is a rolly, not a stopwatch. This shit, don't TikTok. Yeah, don't ever stop. And I was just like, that's corny. That it was so corny to me. And then after that, Elevate's cool. I like Survival, the intro track. Obviously, God's Plan's cool. I'm upset. There's other songs that he could have dropped instead of I'm Upset.
Diplomatic Immunity. I wish he put that on there.
No, I'm talking about just even the tracks that made it. He could have dropped something else other than I'm Upset.
Oh, as far as a single?
Yeah, as far as a single. Okay. Rather than I'm Upset. There's other tracks that I really, really like. But after, you know, further listening, the rap side is fire. Not Nonstop, though. This is too many four songs on the album in its entirety. Ratchet, Happy Birthday.
Yeah, I don't
know. That song with Jay-Z, I don't care what no one says. That's not a good song. That is not a good song.
I don't think it was meant to really be.
It is not a good song. Michael Jackson, God rest his soul. Come on, Aubrey. That is not a good song.
I don't know. I like it.
I listened numerous times. It's just, I had to clear my ears. I had to take some wax out. It's not a good song, but that song with Jay-Z is really
fire.
Not a good song. Jay-Z's verses lately have been very underwhelming.
Oh, I disagree.
You think that verse on that song is fire from Jay-Z?
I thought he had a better verse than Drake on that song. Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that tells you what Drake did on that song. Because both of those verses were underwhelming. That song is underwhelming.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a way better song than I listened to. And I was like, oh, now to play it back. I didn't even listen to the whole album straight through. I played that song back.
Is it worse than Off That?
Off
That. Yeah, that is a great question. Please don't say.
I have to sing it. Hold on. I have to think about it.
So Drake was just running to the hook.
Yeah.
Blueprint 3. Rank their collab with
Drake. Yes, and yes. It's worse than that. Cake, oh, Pound Cake is fire. Yeah, no.
Pop style.
This is their worst collab.
I'm sorry.
This is their worst collab.
I don't know. I just thought it was a hit at Kanye. I didn't think it was meant to be good at all.
That's the point. Why put out something you don't think is supposed to be good?
Because it would be talked about more of the fact that he was on it than what was said on
and that's
it.
That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah.
I don't like that just putting two big names together and then like just underwhelming.
Well, it's not. I don't think of it as two big names. I think it's in the form of Kanye. These are two people now that like you thought Drake was on your side now. I thought that was a play move. I didn't think that was for anything at all.
The point of the matter
it
is.
It would be low down there for me.
Oh, yeah, agree.
Yeah.
I don't even know the name of that song.
Talk it up.
It was Look What I'm Saying.
It's definitely the worst track on that album.
I like that song.
I think that
I do too.
I like that song.
Peak didn't really hit me neither. Peak didn't really hit me that much either.
See, Chris, you're gonna like it.
So obviously, this is like a hard critique, but it's also hard to drop an album with 25 tracks.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I knew that going in.
Yeah,
you could just take all the hits and put it on an album.
I was like, some of these are going to be misses because it's too many songs.
And to us, because I've read various reviews and I've seen in one review people reference this song is trash is the same song other people reference as they like. So it's all over the place.
Yeah, it's like the LeBron comparison, right? It's good music. It's just, you know, at it. It's not
perfect. It's like he has more hits than misses because he put out so much, and you're gonna like a good amount of them.
Yeah, you might
not like a good, like, you might like four, but you'll like 10. Like, sure,
there's
like,
25. I think there's like, what, four?
I'd say 18 or 19
I
for
four
me.
I really that I won't probably play back ever again.
Yeah, I think I really do like 80% of the album.
Yeah.
19, which is
20.
A good batting average.
Yeah.
For a double album.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say 80%, and it's saying so. It's still a lot of good content.
Yeah,
still
it was
a lot of
good
songs.
And they caught me off guard.
Yeah.
That's three good music albums.
Like, Can't Take a Joke? Yeah. Like, that didn't really hit me the first time. I promise it didn't hit me the first time. Like, I mean, it wasn't like a bad didn't hit me. I think it was because, like, it just flowed from, like, all the songs, and, like, I probably, like, had zoned out during that part.
Did he end?
And Mob Ties.
Did he reference Pusha T in any of the songs?
Oh yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. What did he say? Would you say it was an equivalent strike back?
No.
Was it purposely underwhelming so that Pusha T doesn't come back at him?
Pusha T's gonna come back at him.
Oh, he is.
The songs he responded on aren't underwhelming. The actual responses are just, I don't know. He said the beef is dead, so I guess he just has to like save face in his responses. But
yeah, it's interesting.
He basically acknowledged that it's his image that's why he didn't respond.
Yeah.
I love the song.
What I would say.
I get the lines to push it. I love all the songs where he does, but it's the small part of the track, to be honest.
Yeah, it's like a little smidget.
Yeah, here and there. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I really feel his pain on March 14th, though. I felt his pain on March 14th.
How do you feel about the fact that he released He Has a Child? How do you feel about that?
I wish I would have found out through the album.
Yeah,
that's it. If I had found out through the album that, like, that would have been like, it would have given the album so much more meaning. And it's upset it was taken away, like, through a stupid little beef that's not even going to continue because they're both gentlemen about it. Like, so it wasn't even worth it. Like, you should have just let the secret be known and, like, let us enjoy that. Because it would have been a shocker. But, like, that would have been, like, nothing I've ever gotten from an album. Like, a piece of, like,
a, like, the Avengers ending.
Yeah, it's like Frank Sinatra had, like, what? What do you mean? So, whatever. It wasn't worth it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about that as I listened throughout the album, what Pusha T made him alter. March 14 to me felt like that was already recorded before the beef, the way it's positioned at the album is the very last, like it's the last statement from him. Mm-hmm. But then after the beef, like Emotionless, there's no way the song as it was, because they're like direct lines, like I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. That's a direct reply to Pusha.
To what just happened.
Yeah, and even when he's rapping about like the little strays toward Kanye and the little jabs he has to push it, it makes me wonder how much he went back in and altered the album after the fact. Because from like track 4, I know he has a child. He responds from there, and I don't think that was the original intent.
You guys remember the rumors where everyone was saying that this was a fabricated beef? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I thought about when I heard this album, because there was just way too many references to his son, to Pusha T, to Kanye. And I'm like, there's like... Granted, I mean, he's great, but there's just no way you just went in and, like, rearranged all your bars, like, within 3 weeks?
I mean, he could.
A month.
A month? Pusha dropped that in June.
Beginning of June.
It's almost a month.
They're doing that, like, it's like pro wrestling, right? You create a storyline. Like, Tekashi 6ix9ine is, like, infamous at that, right? He had, like... 3 different beefs that were all fake, and it was all during points where he was trying to like promote something, and it worked. Like, I'm like walking through Brooklyn, and I hear Tekashi 6ix9ine playing, and I can't believe it. I'm like, what?
Wait, he's from Brooklyn, bro.
I know, but like, still, he's pretty bad. Like, I mean, I think he's like, I don't know, he's not good. He's not. He shouldn't be being played in Brooklyn. And I think because of the way he creates drama, it's like something that I think even the big heads are catching up on. Let's create a story, a narrative, and let's play off of it. But this, I don't think, was worth it.
I would ask, what has Drake gained if you think it's fabricated?
You could say that just it's like the theory all press is good press, right? Like his the beef is out there. Like your team Drake or your team Pusha T, but like Tekashi 6ix9ine. They have like you have your teams and like you're in like you get a blurb in CNN maybe you wouldn't have gotten. Like I don't know. That's a theory, right? I don't know if that's true, but that's what you could argue.
I just don't think his original intent, the fact he has a child is major to people that don't really follow. So I don't think his original intent was to drop it on like track 4 in like a quick retort. So that's why I don't really believe that.
I don't know, because if you think about it, he did 10 million streams per hour on Friday. He did 183 million streams first day. He broke like Apple Music and Spotify Music. Just because of, I think it started a conversation. Like, people like that story being told about what's going on and what's happening. And it gave him new content to put in the thing. Like, I feel like it was forced, but I felt like he always gets the short end of the stick because forever he will be known as the guy who doesn't write his own shit and, like, he sings and raps too much. Like, He won't get the full credit he deserves until later. And that's the sad part. Like, and he's done so much. Like, the fact that Jay-Z's on the track make me wonder, what the fuck is going on? Because how is Jay-Z on a song with Drake now? Just 2 years ago, they were beefing and we was trying to figure out if he was using Meek to do it. Like,
it's the LeBron effect again. Like, because you could perceive LeBron joining superstars to get the title. Kind of like what Drake does through whether it's ghostwriters or producers or sidetrack. You know, he uses really good names and helps promote his name. Not always. He obviously smart. He started, you know, from meager beginnings as well, but it's another comparison that you could kind of put him up with even LeBron. It's just that, you know, they kind of, you could argue this. I'm not necessarily saying I agree with this, that they took the easy way to get to the top. But, you know, everybody has their opinion.
I just say to the Jay-Z thing, he rapped about him on Family Feud, came in like December, and like pretty much him keeping the city open late for him and Beyonce. And then the intro of Survival, where he references like his past beefs, where he talks about Bad Boy, he references like Diddy and Meek. He says, I think he said, taking shots with the GOAT, talking about shots that we took at each other, something like that. So I was led to believe the GOAT he was referencing is Jay-Z. So I wasn't shocked when I was surprised, but I wasn't shocked because it made me. And even when Jay-Z was in Toronto, he like played one of Drake's songs, like a homage to him. Mm-hmm. And I read that Drake was there. So I wasn't shocked, when I saw him pop up. So I think they might have put their issues
aside
before that. But who knows with this? Who knows?
I just want to quickly concur about with you, what you said about Pusha T and the and how I think that really brought a heightened level of relevancy to the topic. Because if Drake just dropped the album and he's admitting that he has a child, like based on the lyrics of the songs, it would leave so much. Like the listener would still be craving more, like more information, just yeah. based on that. But because Pusha already like dropped all this information about it, and then Drake confirmed it, I feel like that gave a heightened level of relevancy to yeah. the to like, the subject.
If the beef didn't happen, only Drake fans would know that he has a kid. Whereas when the beef happened, the world knows that he had a kid. I think that's kind of the big difference in kind of what the audience that probably listened to this album was probably much bigger than past albums because. You know, it was a little bit more in the media than maybe.
But it's not even that. I think it's also whether someone knows or not. I think more people care that he has a kid now.
He's relatable.
Because it'd have been like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. Drake has a kid. But now it's like, damn, Drake has a kid. Pusha, like, you, it brings a heightened level of.
Is he going to respond to Pusha on any of these songs? Like, people are going to wonder that.
Wondering, yeah. That's gonna get them to listen.
And then also, like, what, a week before it dropped, people said that he was going to respond to Pusha on one of the songs. So, but that.
Yeah.
I mean, Drake was going to do his numbers regardless, but I'm just speaking specifically about the kid topic. I think that that added some relevancy to that topic.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it did everything it was supposed to. I want to know what's going to happen now because I didn't even know. I feel like he had like a 10-year deal with Young Money now. It wasn't even like a 9-album deal. Like, it was a 10-year, like, sentence the way this shit, like, he had to.
When he said that, I was like, how much?
Like, how many albums did you owe them? Like, Birdman or Shug? Like, like, he said that I'm out the deal now. Is what you still not? Like, wait. And a double album at that? Like, yo.
That's what it took.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, I don't know. I'm excited. I think, and everyone was waiting for a dude. I remember we were talking about this since. College, like a dual Drake album, R&B and rap, and I don't know, I like it. It's different.
Yeah, it's cool. It's gonna hold me over, hold me down this summer.
This summer,
for sure.
It's doing its job.
What's your best track?
Damn, I was gonna say, was better Daytona or Scorpion.
I think about these things.
I don't want to rush the answer. What's the name of the song with Michael Jackson?
Don't matter to me.
Exactly.
It's a good song. It might be my favorite song. I'm sorry.
I like it better than Daytona.
I do too, but if I like all 7 of Daytona's songs, but I like 80% of a 25 track. What does that mean?
It's still milk. It's still more. You like all 7?
I do.
Yeah. That shit. That Daytona is fire.
It's okay for that to be a better album. Like,
I don't think it's a better album now. There's less.
There's more quality content.
He took his best 7 tracks.
7 for 7.
Yeah, he didn't miss his, any of that.
But he put Drake's best 7 off Scorpio though.
What?
Yeah, you see. But even too, like, I remember. Worst Behavior. I hate it. What? Worst Behavior. I hated that song.
I did.
I hated that song. Like, you couldn't play that shit anywhere. 2 years later. Oh, worse. Like, I like that song now. So I don't know. I think his has replayability. Like, I could listen to his songs at a different time and like it.
Yeah. But also, I think with Drake songs, it depends on. Because Drake used like 5 different flows on this album, and I think like his songs, depending on what song it is, it depends on where you are and what mood you're in. Like, for example, I told you, like, Can't Take a Joke didn't really hit me at first, right? But if we were in Freehold and I heard that shit for the first time, I probably would have lost my damn mind.
Yeah,
it just depends on where you are and like the mood for the song to hit you. Because like the R&B side today, I'm like, ah, yeah, the same for me. You know, outside of like Blue Tent and, you know, with that shit. And My Feelings, that's my song. I was driving to Philly on Saturday. Repeat. I said, Risha, do you love me?
Is it breaking streaming records?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's the biggest. It has the biggest like opening album, whatever, of 2018.
It's crazy.
And I don't see anything else really. It's already July.
Yeah,
unless Kendrick or Adele. Or T Swift. I don't know.
You know what's hurting my heart?
What?
This is so random. I was thinking about this the other day. I haven't listened to J. Cole's album, and like not a song off of it. 2 weeks.
What a fan!
No, but like you know, but just it's like
issues with your mental.
Maybe think about it. It's like yo, I'm like damn, I'm probably listening to Drake shit all summer, and.
He better than his peers, didn't you,
Ham?
Huh? And he carried
the
two.
With the square root on top of it.
Nah, but it's not even like a Drake comparison. It's more like I feel like J. Cole's falling off type thing.
Didn't you see the two?
Like, music, it just made me feel some, I don't know. I just thought about the other day randomly. I wanted to put that out there.
Nah, he probably platinum by now.
I'm not saying he ain't selling. When's the last time you listened to his album, though?
I heard it last week.
I looked at the track list and I was like, I don't know what I want to listen to. And then, like, I think that hard, then I just go away from stuff.
Now, I love the last two tracks. I love the album, but I always just dive into the first outro. Window Pane, I love that one. And 1985. So I'll dive in once in it, you know. Mm.
Did you like it, Chris?
I don't like J. Cole.
What the fuck?
I wish I liked J.
Cole. All right, Lil Pump. Fuck J. Cole.
No, like, he went to St. John's. Like, he's cool. Like, wasn't he the first guy to sign with Jay-Z? Mm-hmm. Like, nah.
Whoa, it was Wale. Let's chill out.
Was it?
Nah, I don't know.
I don't think it was.
I don't know.
Sorry. Seth Curry just signed to the Blazers. Oh. So Ooh. Now they have another small guard.
That's a good transition.
Where do you guys rank this album so far?
Out of 10?
No, for Drake's discography.
Ooh.
Fourth.
What's in front?
Geez, Take Care.
Thank you.
Let me think about it. You guys go.
I don't know. I can't.
Yeah.
If your reading this is there, it's like a lot. Can we count? Are we counting What a Time to Be Alive? Oh my god, yeah, I need like a week.
I know we're recording. I don't
know.
I
won't
throw up.
He's stupid.
Yo.
Oh my god.
All right.
What would we have so far?
We have Take Care if you're reading this.
Views, Thank Me Later. Nothing was the same.
You think Views is better than Scorpion?
I'm just naming his album.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm. I think for me.
That's a tough one.
That is tough.
Really enjoy it. I love Views.
I know.
Views is one of his most underrated albums. Oh, man. People talk so much shit about that album.
Every song.
And I go back and listen, I'm like, what do y'all not like about this?
So much.
Huh. Every song is
good. All right, let's do this one. What's Drake's worst album? That might be easiest.
God,
you can build your way up.
Probably the last one is Thank Me Later for sure.
Nah, for me it's What a Time.
Are we counting that? We can't count that.
All right, just his solo.
Just
stuff?
Him.
From like including So Far Gone.
Yeah, I was gonna ask that.
Yeah, that's included.
Yeah.
I count that as an album, even though.
Thank Me Later. Good. I'll say Thank Me Later is his worst album.
It's like we're splitting hairs here.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. That's hard to even think about. I never put worst Drake in the same sentence.
I know we did this before.
I know. Yeah, we're going to keep doing it.
Like a year and a half ago. We had a whole board.
How'd it go?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was a year and a half ago. It was like a year ago. Yeah.
We got two albums in that span.
Yeah, 9 months crazy. Ago then?
No, yeah, no. Last, like, we did it the year after Views came out. It's like last April, May-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so about over a year ago now.
Yeah, you gotta dig that
up. Yeah, we gotta go back into the records and
check
see.
The tape.
I'm sure I'll be disappointed in whatever I said.
Wait, so no one listened to the Casanova
huh?
EP. Oh, y'all from Brooklyn.
I saw a lot of good things about it on Instagram.
I didn't hear it either, but I saw a lot of good things too.
That's funny.
I wasn't listening to that.
I ain't gonna lie. I saw what a couple people's IG stories like, oh, y'all all gassed about this Drake coming out today. Listen to this Casanova. Yes. I saw a lot of those, and I was like,
one day I'll get to it.
Yeah, one day. That is true.
Can't lie.
Word. You have the audacity. You have the audacity to do that.
On the same day, what are you
expecting? You Troy Ave now? Yeah. You just dropping music? No, you know, no
that
one's gonna listen to
it. Same guy who posted it. Go back and look at all his other posts. Would you be a follower of his posts? I don't think so.
I'll check it. I remember when Camp dropped from Childish Gambino on the same day as Take Care, and I was like, what the hell is this?
And it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
It's really good. Yeah, so one day.
But you gotta pick and choose your dates properly.
Oh no, I'm in Scorpion mode.
God, imagine deciding to release your album that same day. Like you decide months in advance, and Drake's like, "Hey, guess what? Fuck, man."
I push my shit back,
Way back,
or a week, or put it a week out, a week before,
or a new season, because you just not. I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know. You could take what you could get. You never know these days.
What's the best album you heard this year?
Nav's. What's the Nav album?
What the fuck?
NAV.
You said Nav?
Yeah, NAV.
You know this boy didn't even know his own lyrics when he was doing a concert.
I like him. I'm rolling
with him. Yo. What the fuck?
I'm rolling with him.
Really?
I love Nav.
Best album?
Yeah. I love Nav.
Oh my god.
Unapologetic. I'm sorry.
I'm here.
It is. That's
your brain fried. This is nonsense.
I love that album.
The album.
The brand new one he just dropped.
You said what?
I did not expect that.
New album with Champion on it.
Yeah, it's like pink and blue. Okay. Yeah. It's incredible. Have you listened to it?
It's incredible.
Do you guys like Nav?
Yeah.
Okay. He be saying the same stuff over and over again. But
he does. But like it's his second album, like I'll give it one more, like switch it up. But I like it. I like listen to it on repeat.
Yeah,
it's weird. I know.
What was your favorite album this year?
I'm gonna just name some favorites.
Yeah.
Look who I'm bucking again.
Victory Lap, Daytona, and I really like the Black Panther soundtrack, and of course Scorpion.
Victory Lap. And it was waiting for that. Victory Lap is the best one this year.
Really to me.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie. I listened to that.
I was listening to it last
daily,
week.
Daily. Like
Honcho Jack was that this year? Yeah. Jack Honcho.
Oh
actually
God,
that was December. It? December, like around Christmas. Right,
I was about to switch.
I mean,
Stay with Nav.
So I don't wanna be prisoner in a moment. I gotta give Scorpion a lot more listens before I just, you know, dub it. But I probably will end up dubbing it, you know, album of the year in about probably next episode. And I'll probably be like, yo, remember that shit I was saying last week?
Nonstop? Yo, my song, yo.
Wish we had some sound effects. Drop some flex bombs.
Damn. I really like J-Rock's album.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, all right. Yeah, Lord, forgive me.
Yeah. I really
my
like
bad, Jay. Yeah.
Did you listen to that?
No. Listen to Redemption.
You should listen to it.
Yeah. My bad.
I do like Victory Lap, though, too. I was listening to it last week.
Forgive me.
Yeah. That shit is fire. What else has come out? A Boogie.
Bro? Someone else dropped on that day.
What day? That's 2 weeks ago?
Oh, Nas.
Who?
Continue with your thought.
Who?
I'm going to interrupt
you. No. Oh, God.
Who else?
Cause Nas dropped.
Oh album, yeah.
But everyone was focused on Nas dropping. Like I wasn't, and Kev was like, "Oh, you listen to J Rock album," and then I was like, "Oh shit."
Yeah.
Nas dropped that day, and the Carters.
Cool.
Did you guys hear the Teyana Taylor?
No.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey.
They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
It's actually really good. Does have a song, Rose in Harlem. The beat is fire. Like Kanye's beats on it.
I mean,
it.
Kanye's beats are always fire.
This is better than the Ye one. Really? I like it. I don't like Daytona.
You don't like Daytona at all?
Not that much.
Really?
What's your favorite good music project that came out?
I like Ye, but I think Daytona's better than Ye. Mm. Nas, I think, is better than all three of them. Mm. As far, but this, it's like an R&B album. Okay, like, I don't really like it.
I still don't understand that.
Did you like that album?
No. Do you understand it?
No.
You don't?
No. I like it for that first half.
Go to
tribal, yeah.
Even on weed, I wasn't liking it. It's like, turn this shit off.
Is that shit called Obanaru? I have to go there to understand that. Yeah, because I remember we was at the crib listening to that shit, and we were trying so hard to be like,
get some mushrooms for this.
Yeah. Multiple.
I was trying so hard to be like, ooh, wait, you heard?
That's not 2K music, kid.
But I ain't gonna lie though. I like Nas's album. I will put that out there.
It's good.
I like it too.
Yeah.
I like it too.
Yes. Yeah,
surprisingly.
If Kanye didn't touch it, I don't know what would have happened.
I mean, it would have got way less spins if Kanye didn't touch it. Wouldn't be touching my ears. I don't know.
But now music has been good so far. This is the first half. J. Cole is good too.
Yeah.
KOD's good.
Who else is dropping? It's supposed to drop in the second half.
Y'all didn't like ASAP Rocky's album? Alright, cool.
It was cool. I mean, I like Praise the Lord. That's a summer banger.
He gave us that.
You would like that song.
You ever heard it yet?
No.
Listen to it. ASAP Rocky and Skepta. Praise the Lord.
I love Skepta.
That song is fire.
I love Skepta.
That song is fire.
You know he's dating Naomi Campbell?
Who?
Skepta.
Oh, damn.
Makes sense. They're both English.
God bless.
They're both making yeah. They're like in a magazine spread. Like,
he doing that. Get some buzz. He'll be out.
What rapper produces the most quality content? Like the most content that's like they flood the market, but it's all pretty decent. Young Thug.
Who?
Who would you say?
Drake.
No,
that question was for him. Like you.
The best return on investment.
What?
I feel like there are guys who produce, like even Future produces more tracks than Drake.
You said quality has to match quantity.
No. True.
I haven't listened to a good Future track in a long time.
Hey, listen to Superfly. All right,
that's fair. I haven't, but that's fair.
Listen to Superfly.
Okay, but outside of that.
Okay, you're right.
I don't know what's going on with him.
All right, so you could say Drake number one. Huh? Drake number one. Name like two and three.
Then 50 Cent? Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. You said music. Paolo was on last night.
I thought he was joking.
I was joking.
Oh, man.
Currently, Young Thug hasn't been dropping that much.
Nah.
Lately. I don't even know who's been flooding. Give me a time span.
No one's really been flooding.
Last 3 years.
After Drake and oh, yeah, Future of Young Thug.
Yeah.
Future dropped, what, 8 things in like the last 3 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was going ham.
And 2 albums last. When was March Madness?
March Madness
2016
Future?
Yeah.
2015?
Didn't he drop like 3 mixtapes that year?
March Madness, Monster.
When was DS2?
2015, I think. Yeah.
Yeah,
Stick Talk. That shit.
Then he did Evolve. Then he did the Purple Rain mixtape. He did the mixtape with Gucci.
Oh, yeah.
Slime Flu.
Yeah, you really coming for Drake. I forgot.
Slime Flu.
It's a lot. Right? It's a lot.
But now look
and
at him.
Two albums from last year.
Look like he ran out of juice.
Habits the best. That is a lot. Jesus. That's like almost double with Drake.
This is mad random, but whatever happened to Rick Ross?
Chilling.
Well, he in Superfly, they use his house as like part of the scene, and he's in it.
It's pretty good too.
He has a song out called Gucci Bears or something.
Yeah, green Gucci light, green light.
Oh, okay. See, something like that.
Ross is good.
I haven't heard him in a long time.
It's like a timeless sound. Like, yeah. He'll sound good when he's 60. Yeah.
Like luxury rap.
Yeah.
Both.
Exactly.
Who was really killing the game before Drake just dropped Scorpion?
This year?
Yep.
J. Cole.
Post Malone.
He's killing it.
Post Malone is killing it.
He's been the most successful.
He's
like,
killing
in
terms of it. Actually, Post Malone.
Tekashi?
Is that this year?
No, Cardi B.
I liked it.
Yeah, that was a good one. Cardi B? Yeah.
He's getting the most buzz. I'm just saying in terms of buzz and success. Yeah. She just got another number one.
Which I think Nicki going to do whenever she come out. Chun-Li,
oh, she's in August. Chun-Li, that's right.
And boys and girls.
That's not for me.
Queen.
So she went off on. I don't think it's gonna be. I think it's gonna be below her previous album.
She ain't dropped the album in 4 years.
I don't think it's gonna be good. She's not gonna like this. I don't think. She just went off on that a fan because the fan asked her to mature her content. And you hanging ass. She went off. Yeah.
What setting was this in? Was this like a Q&A?
Is it Q&A? No, the fan tweeted it.
Oh, okay.
Just when we get out of here, just search on Twitter.
Oh, man.
DM.
I would tell her, stop reading your Twitter. That's like...
If that triggers you...
But when we get to that, when you get to that point, man. Though, as a musician,
yeah,
that means you see that something's wrong, something's wrong.
Yeah. That's what I... Because she really... It's not like she was dissing the fans. She put it really eloquent, like, you're almost 40, the fans said. I don't know if that's true, but we like...
She's 35.
Yeah.
And, like, rap about this instead of X, Y, Z.
Oh, that Barbie shit,
she
dead?
She didn't take it well. She must have hated today.
Maybe it was Safari out here putting out all the heat.
That ain't for me.
Yeah, that is true.
What's he dropping this year for real?
Is he
dropping?
I thought he was.
Hmm. They said they previewed songs, but then his label said is it Columbia or Atlantic?
I know drama's associated with him.
Yeah, he's a drama.
He's a funky one.
Anything else in the latter half of the year that I needed?
He signed to Atlantic.
I'm hoping Big Sean drops.
Oh, yeah, word. Wiz Khalifa dropping.
Yeah. Rolling Papers, too.
What songs has he dropped off of it?
I don't know, but the songs
he recently dropped
good.
One actually last weekend. It was like under Drake's.
Oh, the single?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I didn't. Drake said wrong week.
I'll take it.
I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with Wiz.
Wiz is hard. He puts out great content. Like, he has a show on YouTube called Day to Day, and he really gives an interesting perspective. You could, like, pretty much follow him throughout his career, and he hasn't changed. He's very authentic to who he is. Like, he's the same stoner he was before pot was super legal, like, or illegal, I should say, and he's just, like, he's always had hits. And he, like, works with everybody. He also puts out a lot of content, too, actually.
He does. And you know what's funny? He puts out so many mixtapes that I feel like a lot of his songs, the good songs on those mixtapes, get like underplayed.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because I found some gems, and I'm like,
damn. That's why I date the YouTube show is great, because they'll play his music. Yeah. They'll play his music during the video, and you're like, oh shit, what is that? And you just go check, and it's like a perfect way to, like, you know, you're doing two things at once almost. Yeah, he's huge. He's actually probably top five right now in terms of sales, I would say. No?
Sale in hip hop?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like all time?
Just current. He's up there.
I mean, he does sell.
He does. Because he has, like, also, like...
His albums don't really sell that much.
Yeah, but he has, like, those hits. If what was the one he did with Charlie Puth?
That's one.
That broke records. Billions. Yeah.
That one broke records. Yeah. It broke my tear ducts.
Yeah. So... Yeah.
But, yeah, I think...
He's up there.
I don't know who else is supposed to drop this shit.
Hopefully Big Sean does. Yeah, I don't know who else I'm really looking forward to. Everybody and their mother dropped.
This year.
They had to get it out before the summertime.
That's a fact.
Travis Scott, is he supposed to drop?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Astro, this year?
Yeah. He said he's been taking so long because every song is 10 times harder than Astro World. Is this one coming up?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah.
He's crazy. I love him. He he released a mini documentary with I think it was the last album, and you can see his creative process, and I think the closest thing to Kanye that's out there, right? Not in terms of like quality of music, but how he like works on an album, because he learned from him. He basically, he's the next thing. But I'm very excited for his, because he's another one. His last three albums have been, for me, from start to ending, incredible. Incredible music. He's my favorite artist ever right now.
Yeah?
Would you...
I forgot.
You can't say my favorite artist ever.
I can right now. Yeah, I like him more than Drake.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Travis Scott. Because you know what? He mixes rock and roll with rap. And as a kid, my dad played rock and roll. I didn't really like it, but I was like, whatever. Like, I saw, like, it relate. It gives me, like, it lets me do that, but, like, with hip hop. Yeah. Because if you ever go to one of his concerts, the fans, I've never seen anything like that. They're nuts.
That's crazy. I hate his concerts.
Even Drake. Why do you think Drake jumped into the mosh pit when Travis Scott was on? There's, like, a famous YouTube video of Drake, like, trying to, like, enjoy a Travis Scott concert because he's, like...
He was sweating and shit. Dude, that's that meme that they have.
There are very few artists that Drake will jump into the crowd to like watch perform, and Travis Scott's one of them. So, yeah, I'll stand by that. He's my favorite.
We forgot Chance and Childish are releasing their songs.
I saw Chance did it. Sorry, he did an interview. He mentioned that they did like 7 or so tracks already. He said he's gonna do his first solo album. He said the other three were mixtapes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's doing one of them Kanye 7 tracks. I hate when artists do this. When they mention the three, and we're not going to get anything.
And we're not going to get nothing.
I hate when they do that.
Just release it. Don't talk about it. Exactly. But I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
And YG.
Wait, when was Color and Book?
2016.
2 years ago.
2016.
Was it early 2016?
That was the Views Pablo year.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it was in the middle of those two. Or it might have been May, actually.
It released after Views?
Yeah, it might have been. That shit was fire.
Did you like Chance?
Yeah.
You right. May 2016. So 2 years ago.
You on the clock.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Something from Young Thug would be nice.
would be nice.
Let's talk about this basketball.
Yeah.
I've been waiting.
Take this
alley-oop. Yeah, he's been since we started.
He
said, I got to tell him what to talk about. Let's talk about this basketball. He's supposed to be like, yeah, Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, Lance Stevenson to the Lakers.
Yeah.
We can't start there.
Yeah.
We got to start with the big fish. LeBron James is going to the Lakers. Yeah.
Yes, I did.
LeBron,
I saw everyone post a picture with him slam dunking in a Lakers jersey.
Hey.
Photoshop.
Where were you?
What's funny is because like he's not choosing. I mean, you could say that you could make the argument he's not choosing to win, and he's not getting the critical reception that he did in the past. when he went to, like, he got more flack for going to places to win, and this is the one time he's choosing a place just for lifestyle and obviously legacy, but, you know, they're not the best team that he could have signed with. It shows a lot. It shows a lot of maturity. It shows that he's, like, diluting the outside noise and he's doing what he wants to do. And I respect that because that's exactly what I would do. I don't care what everybody else wants me to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. If I want to live in L.A. and, like, spend $154 million in 4 years, I'm gonna do that instead of going to Philadelphia. You know, I have nothing else to prove except make myself happy.
What do you think he was going to
do? That's a great question. I thought the best move for him was to, like, resurrect Philadelphia. It would just been fun to watch. But I kind of thought he was going to the Lakers. All the cards seemed aligned, and it just, like, everybody was accepting it, and I saw that. That's kind of what happened is what I saw. Now, what is built around him is actually more of an intrigue, because I don't know what the hell they're going to do there. You
know, I saw a tweet today where someone was like, Magic Johnson did his best to get LeBron James there, and then proceeded to show that he's one of the worst GMs in the NBA.
Yeah, it's a lot of
Lance Stevenson, JaVale McGee, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Rajon Rondo. I'm looking at some of these contracts, and I'm like, granted, all these people are on one year deals, but it's just like, why?
They were looking at Tyreke Evans. Actually, he had a
that would have been a good pickup, though. But you pick two guards who can't shoot.
Yeah. And don't forget, Luol Deng is sitting on their books for another 2 years at like $18 million. Like, that's the worst contract. I think that'll be in the next piece. They'll probably move him with a pick and something for the cap relief. But I think he will be gone, and whoever brings him in will be like the Robin to LeBron's.
I pray that they're signing some of these athletes just for assets to, like, trade for Kawhi or something. Because I don't know what else.
I mean, the Lakers are so, like, lucky because, like, they don't have to, like, I'm sure they spoke with LeBron, like, listen, like, you might have to wait a year. Because, like, no matter what, Kawhi will be on the Lakers. Because he's already said it. It's like, that's where I want to be. So why would any other team trade for him and, like, risk losing him after a year? Like, you're not going to give up your core and picks for a guy who's rent him for a year. Even though OKC did it with Paul George.
I think Kawhi different. I think he mean.
Yeah. But
that's true.
Yeah. It's also like, it's been, what, 24 hours since free agency started, and the Lakers have spent, I don't know what kind of cap they on, because they've just given everyone money.
Yeah, they're not bad actually. They have
27 million. They did not.
And then LeBron,
2.3 for JaVale, 4.5 for Lance.
Yeah, the only one they have on the books are the rookies and Luol Deng. That's it. They got everybody off. Which is crazy.
So why rush and sign these players in particular, though? Like, why rush to sign these players in particular?
Because you don't want him to be on a team that tanks, because, like...
No. I mean,
it's
like...
It's a second day.
No, I mean, like, you can sign them.
Yeah.
But, like, why, like, the first and second day? Like, you need to...
Well, because
they sound like they were hot commodities.
Well, it's the NBA free agency. Like, they are kind of. Like, people are... They have offers. Like, the offer they got is not the only offer. They all took one year...
JaVale McGee, go.
Fact. Oh, you don't want to wait?
All right.
No, because, like, then what do you surround LeBron with, right? Like, it's a double-edged sword.
There's other free agents.
Name one.
I didn't even know that JaVale McGee was a free agent. I didn't know it was a free agent until he got signed.
That's the worst example. I'm talking about, like, Caldwell Pope, Rondo. Like, those are guys that are...
That was a clutch sport. I get it.
You know, like...
$30 million in 2 years.
Yeah.
That'd be brutal. Blessing.
Friend, yo. Yeah. A.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson. Lance. They ain't complaining.
Larry Hughes. Don't ever forget about Larry Hughes. Got his, like, big deal to be, like, the helper of LeBron when he was drafted in the Cavaliers. It's crazy.
You got to stay around LeBron. Yeah. You'll make some money.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I just feel like they're doing the best with what they have. Because, like, it's a free agent.
I got to look at a free. Could you plug off a free agency list?
Derek, well, let me see. People got signed.
This is the second day.
And then you also have to give guys one-year deals.
The cap, like, they on the top.
You got to think about this, right? Also, I just saw Seth Curry got signed to the Blazers. They could have used Seth Curry in the Lakers.
He probably won a multi-year deal. Like, you have to get the perfect opportunity of somebody who's willing to take a pay cut. Think about
all the guys you mentioned.
Yeah, but, like, that's still more than a one-year deal. Like, it's...
Yeah, they want to keep the cap free for next
year. Yeah, you want to be able to sign your max free agent after this season.
Yeah, second year is a player option. He probably opted him. But he's a shooter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying like it's perfect, but I'm saying they're doing very good with what they have. Like, considering like the free agent class, no premier free agents, I mean, this is a very rare example, reach the market very rarely. Usually you get locked up.
Melo, negotiate your buyout. Chris Bosh talking about coming back. Do that. Because he needs help.
Yeah. Chris Paul, is he signed with the Rockets?
Yep. 4 years, $160 million.
Exactly.
They're going to be weeping on that contract.
See, I bet you the Lakers offered him a one-year deal, and he was like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Or a hamstring going to fall off.
Yeah. His pinky going to fall off.
How good do you think they're going to be? Well, actually, you think this is the team as it is that's going to enter the season?
No, I think that you have a piece in Luol Deng, a pick, and you have a lot of young talent to work with. I feel like you can definitely roll the dice and get somebody, and then either get Kawhi in free agency or get some Boogie or something. But I definitely don't think this is it. I think these are the pieces that you get to like make other moves for sure. Because now like you can technically say you can trade Lonzo Ball and you have somebody there to like back him up or replace him. You know,
I pray this is yeah.
I mean, who knows? But the key is they're not giving anybody multi-year deals because they need that space for next year. Like, and I think LeBron understands that. He's like, he'll do the best of what he's got. He's not gonna complain.
He's about to be 34 years old.
Yeah, but he looks the best he's ever looked. He's like getting better.
Yeah, but realistically, when he has like 2-3 years,
I don't. Like that. He's like he breaks the barriers of what's realistic. Like he
can't go be 38 out here balling like this.
Yeah, but he should already have fallen. So you could be right. This could be his season where he falters, or he could just go for like another
but
five.
You don't
I think he's gonna falter. I'm just saying. Also, being that it is late in his career, you don't want to risk these kind of seasons where he has to do put out maximum effort just to compete, because he can't go there and they just be a bad team.
No,
team better than the Cavs.
Yeah,
but they're in the West.
Yeah, I definitely think they need one more piece.
They're
to contend.
Team.
Of course, because of LeBron. But I'm saying you don't want to force him to have to exert maximum effort. Yeah. Like on the Cavs, he gave his all, and I'm sure that took some time off of his playing career.
Without question.
Yeah, but if you like, I'd be.
Well, it should have been PG.
He also in LA though, you know. You get a lot of time to relax.
I don't.
He got cornrows and lost his.
Doesn't make sense. But like then you have to believe the rumors, and that's that he's very impressionable. Like that's what everybody's saying on like, you know, Fox and ESPN, and like that has to be the case because there's no actual logic any direction that you go with it. Like even like if you want to do team, it just doesn't make sense. It's just weird.
Even the time frame that he signed for.
Yeah. And then he's like
he signed
for
three, all he had to do was sign for two and have a third year player option, and it would have been 10 years in the league and got the max.
Yeah, I question his like intelligence and his representation. I was following him on that like journey on ESPN, My Journey Through Free Agency. It's like a really cool like mini series. You follow Paul George through like the whole like free agency process.
He didn't deserve that.
Well, his agent showed face, and he better hope that like they bury that video, because like it's one of the worst deals in sports I've ever seen. It's just weird.
It does not make any
it's just
sense.
Weird, weird, weird. It's weird. I mean, unless he wasn't getting offers.
Unfinished business. Did the Lakers clearly wounded him?
I think instead of him doing a two and the sec the 2 years and the third year player option, like that would have been to his best benefit, he did 3 years with a fourth year player option, and that 3 years aligns up with Russell Westbrook's contract, which is
it's weird.
He really tied it. What did they say? Tie your don't hit your band in one wagon or some shit like that.
He put his prime in Russell Westbrook's hands.
Because he's going to be, what, 32 when his contract is up?
Yeah.
Russ and OKC over LeBron in L.A.
That's weird.
Cornfields.
It's weird.
Ugly women.
Unfinished business. You lost to the Jazz. Unfinished business. Wait, he said that on stage.
This is about...
Smoking cigars?
This is about as outlandish as he said playoff P. He obviously has no sense of reality.
They had 8 points in their closeout game.
Imagine they're dating.
Unfinished business.
Chill. That was some wild shit. That would be some wild shit.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Who else? Julius Randle signed to
the
Pelicans.
Yeah, he's
going to
be... Oh, he signed?
Yeah, wow. 2 years, 18 mil. Supposedly, Anthony Davis was tenacious. And that's what, and I quote, tenacious. And pursuing him.
Oh, man. And then you see Nerlens Noel signed for $1 million.
That makes no sense.
Well, what's crazy is that man had a $70 million deal on the table from the Mavs, and he was like, "Nah, I'm gonna test. I don't know. I don't even know the specifics of it, but let's just say he didn't sign for $70 million. He signed for $1 million, I think, for OKC.
Yeah,
with a player option.
Yeah, 1 year and then second year player option. God. But what? I don't even think he fits in OKC.
Who does?
No, like realistically though, like they have Steven Adams. You have Jeremy Grant, who basically plays like in the front court backup. I guess he could replace Nick Collison on the floor. But real talk, but like the way the game is now, you got basically two centers who can't really score or do anything. I guess it works for Russell Westbrook just on a pick and roll, but like that game plan is tired.
Yeah.
And you got Melo.
Is he a free agent?
No, he opted in.
Of course he did.
He could negotiate a buyout.
That's Kev's favorite player.
No, it's not. He didn't go to Green Pass. That's college day. We grown now. That ship is long sailed and docked.
I would like to see Boogie on the Lakers.
I don't know what's gotta be coming.
Take the chance. I know he had a bad injury. That Achilles is not what you want, a 7-footer to have. But if it worked out, if he comes back and he's just what he was,
some of that brawn powder on him.
Wow.
If I think the Pelicans are gonna give him a decent contract, like I think they'll match whatever.
Oh, for sure. They have to. You have to, like, when you're a market like that, you have to, like, the only thing you can give is more money. You can't give him a better lifestyle. Like, you can't get, like, so they're gonna throw him a max deal.
Keep AD happy.
I don't understand how OKC keeps getting all these players
and giving them away.
Like, Paul George is, like, the first one to be like, yeah, I want to stay in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Sam, I think I was reading an article. Sam Presti was like, scared money don't make no money. The same organization that let James Harden walk for, what, $4
million? $4 million total. Not a season. Total. $4 million total over the life of the contract. Not $4 million more a year. He wanted $4 million cumulative over the life of the contract. They told him no. But you see how life happens, though? Because now he, like, got a, what, $237 million extension or something crazy?
He has the weirdest, like, the biggest. It's one of the biggest, I think.
Because they keep extending him.
Yeah.
Pause. But, like, literally every single time, like, he's eligible for an extension, they give it to him.
Yeah.
They love him, which is crazy.
Yeah, if you have...
That's keeping your star happy.
If you have James Harden on your team, you give him everything.
Oh, yeah, he's worth it.
I don't know if he wins a ring, but... He's worth it. He's definitely worth, like...
Chris Paul not going to hold up.
I feel bad for him.
Clint Capella's a restricted free agent, by the way. Watch out for that. Who's going to match, though? They probably will match it.
No, I'm sorry. Who's going to make the offer to make the
anybody,
match?
Anybody with cap space. I would draw the price up.
Yep.
I'd make it a max deal.
Word.
If you fuck up
but the I mean, the problem is, what if they decline it?
You got... Yeah.
I don't know if I'm giving Clint Capella max money, though. That's the thing about
Brooklyn
it.
Brooklyn might offer.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's going to be trash on Brooklyn.
I said this a year ago. I'll be honest with all three of you. I said I was a Brooklyn Nets fan. I was no longer a Knicks fan. I was so fed up. I just had it. And I, like, have to keep bringing it up because I said it. I'm going to stick with it. Like, that's my team right now because, like, until the Knicks prove me otherwise, I'm not giving them my heart. I can't do it. The highs and lows of the Knicks, it's not like, it's not something I enjoy.
Give them a year.
I'll never leave the Knicks.
Yeah.
But
you're
I check out mentally on them. Like, so nothing that ever happens surprised me. I don't get upset anymore when I hear things about them. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, we still suck. Cool.
But I can't, but I can't call myself a Nets fan.
I don't know.
Hopefully by the time LeBron retires, the Knicks would be decent. Because I got to find someone else to go to. That's going to be depressing.
Yeah, they got to get at least average.
I got no one to cheer for.
It's going to be an interesting... it's just going to be weird seeing him in the West. It's going to be weird seeing him in purple and gold. I mean, I'm going to enjoy it. And, like, actually, I was saying to a colleague at work, my bucket list now is to see LeBron play at the Staples Center. I think that's like a really cool. I've seen him play in the Garden for a different team, but I would like to see him. I want to go experience him.
Good luck
like,
on your savings account.
Yeah, that's why it's a bucket list.
But I was I was telling Kev though, I was like, the worst part about that move though is I'm gonna miss a lot of his games.
Yeah.
Cause the West Coast games don't start to 10:30.
No, I'm gonna stay up.
Listen.
It's crazy. He's gonna get me to stay up. Think about that.
I'm not staying for some of the games, like, but not all.
He they like
playing the Bucks.
He like Kobe, they like performing in front of an audience, and every night he'll have like, you know, he'll be like wooing the who's who of the world. Like, he likes that, and like, he'll perform better. I think he's really gonna have an amazing couple of years.
I like, love it. Like,
oh. Yeah, it's addictive. Like,
imagine what a game at the Staples Center with LeBron playing.
Yeah.
God, but imagine experiencing that though, like courtside.
Oh, just, my God, opening night.
You just look around, you're gonna see a who's who. Jack, Denzel.
Yeah. God, Leo.
Jay.
A little cap on. Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be like a golden era of Lakers basketball. I think him alone will bring that, whether they're good or not. He's gonna have a lot of fun. Plus, it's his final years. He's gonna enjoy it. Like, he's gonna be more open. Hopefully, he's gonna be more like inclusive. There'll probably be a cool documentary series. It's just gonna produce a lot of cool content.
This is why the Knicks have to be good, though. It's always be a great good rivalry. When the two large markets are doing well. But the
imagine
Knicks,
Kyrie versus him, West Coast, East Coast.
They wouldn't make
I'm
it.
I'm feeding into that.
But they wouldn't make it.
I think he wants New York. I think Kyrie does want New York. I'm feeding into that. I'm getting my hopes up.
Man.
Yeah.
We do have what's his face, Joakim Noah. So
stop it. I want to go to LA now.
Yeah. Me too.
No, I'm being like dead ass. I just like want to go. I'm like,
sign me, LA.
Yeah.
We should pause the podcast and like restart it after like flying to LA overnight.
And we're back. We did it.
That'd be amazing. But it's gonna be an interesting year. That in terms of free agents, or is there anybody else we're waiting to hear from?
Big. Boogie.
Is he a free agent?
Yeah.
Yep.
Unrestricted.
Yep.
Oh, that's crazy. Interesting. I thought you were
Boogie, Clint Capela, Isaiah Thomas.
Gordon signed.
Aaron Gordon.
Yeah,
signed with Orlando.
It's crazy. He got
for cheap, too.
$84 million.
So cheap.
Yeah. What, is that the max he could make?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I want to be a basketball player. They get paid, man. They get, salary-wise, I think they're the highest paid in all of sports now. They're crazy. Like the
more than baseball?
The new deals, yeah.
Baseballs
sure.
have baseballs. Baseball players have longer terms on their contracts.
That's
like
changing.
10 years.
It's changing, but like, yeah, like they're the next comparative. But the thing about basketball is that like they can match what they make in salary with endorsements, whereas baseball you have no shot.
But nowadays, over the life of your basketball career, you can make way more.
Oh yeah.
You think about it. If you play it like LeBron played it, mm-hmm. and constantly opt out when the cap is resetting.
Oh yeah.
Like LeBron's about to average like $38.4 million over the life of this contract each year. That's average, and the last year I think it's like $45 million.
Yeah, and you can say James Harden has done it better. Like I think if you look at their career earnings, like if you match them up, I think James Harden's even like beating LeBron. Yeah. Like there are ways to like do it and like make a ton.
And LeBron's getting like $50 million a year in endorsements, I think.
Yeah.
Something stupid.
Yeah. Then you like look at a player like, what's one I look at and I laugh? It's like Mike Conley. He's a good player, don't get me wrong, but he was like, he's making like $30 million a year.
I wouldn't give a fuck what no one said about me if I was Mike Conley.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Nothing.
He's on a yacht somewhere with a cigar in his mouth. He's fine.
Losing every year. Damn. And that'd be me, nonchalant as hell. Every summer. Feet kicked up. You guys got anything to add?
Thank you for having me.
Of course,
it's a lot
man.
Of fun.
Thank you for coming.
No, this is I love doing this. Anytime you need me to come back, always here.
All right, we'll bring you back in 3 years or so.
Sounds like a plan.
Nah, thank you for coming for real though.
Of course.
So much happened this week. As always, guys, thank you for supporting the podcast. Thank you. Make sure you rate, share, subscribe. Check out the full-length YouTube videos on our YouTube page. What else? Did I hit them all?
Yeah, Pippa, SoundCloud.
Yeah, Pippa, SoundCloud, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. Just keep supporting.
YouTube.
Yeah. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Scorpion.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.